We are in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Dalid, the halachas of Tisha B'Av. We are up to Sif Chav Beis, and we will be going from Chav Beis through Chav He. Mokom Shenogu Lasos Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Osin. In a place where the minag is to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, one is allowed to. Meaning there is no objective Isser Malacha on Tisha B'Av, but there are places that are knowing not to do malacha, and if someone lives in such a place or finds himself in such a place on Tisha B'Av, he is not to do malacha. V'makom shenagu shelo lasos ein osin. In a place where they don't do malacha, one doesn't do malacha. Uvachol makom, and in all places, talmidei chachamim b'teilim. Talmidei chachamim do not do malacha on Tisha B'Av. V'chol harotza lasos atzmo tamad chachal minyan zeh osa. So says the machaber. Unlike other situations where there's a minig of Talmidei Chachamim to be machmer for something, a non-Talmud Chacham is not allowed to be machmer because it looks like he's trying to show that he thinks highly of himself. Here the halacha is differently. Here it is different. The halacha here is there's no mechsi kiyura. It doesn't look as if you're trying to show off because you're not doing anything positive. You're just not doing work. For all people know, you just don't have any work to do. So obviously that means that you should not go ahead and announce, I am refraining from work because I want to consider myself a Talmud Chacham. Now, what is the reason not to do malacha altogether? The reason is in order not to be Masiach Das from Avelis, because work is distracting. So what we're talking about is work that is distracting. We'll see that soon. There's actually a machlokus with regard to writing. Is writing something that distracts one or not? Like, it's obvious that turning on the light is not going to distract one from Avelis. The question is writing. I'm writing something complicated, perhaps would be. The writing itself is a suffix. Now, the Mechaber goes further and says, V'afilu b'malkam shenogu shelo lasos, even in places that the minig is not to do, mutar al yedei eni Yehudi, there's no isser of amira l'nachri. You're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do malacha for you. Afilu b'veiso, even if he's working in your house, still he's allowed to. The only exception is construction work. That's too much of a zilzal of Tisha B'Av. Everybody sees that that's being done publicly. Further, uprakmatya, how about just plain business? You're not doing work, but you're doing business. Laharviyach olistakir, to make a profit, but malkim shenagu shalol lasos malacha also, malkim shenagu lasos mutter. Even though prakmati is not really malacha, in a place where the minig is not to do malacha, one doesn't do business either. Says the machaber, and in a place where people do malacha on Tisha B'Av, you can do business too. Ella shememayr, you're supposed to minimize in doing that. Shafilu mishenichnas av mamatim melisa v'liden. Because we previously learned that already from Rosh Chodesh Av, one is supposed to minimize business. Says the Ramon now, what exactly is our minhag? The lonagu be iser malacha kiim ad chatzos. The iser malacha we are knowing only until midday. The nagu lachmer ad chatzos, and our minig is to be machmer until chatzos. In what? B'chol malacha sheyesh po shihui ktsas. Any malacha that takes time, meaning it's not something quick, but it's something that takes time, in which case you're going to be spending that time thinking about whatever you're doing and not thinking about Tisha B'Av. Afilu ma'isehedid, even if it's not professional work. Avodover shembo shiu kagon halakas neros okshira v'kadoma, whereas malacha that is not a long ongoing thing, muteres, that is permissible. V'lachlov haporos, how about milking the cows? Tov lasos aydeini Yehudi im efshabeni Yehudi. That is permissible even by way of a Jew if you cannot do it with a non-Jew. Now, in here already there are. It is not a simple thing, because we're going to see in Sifchav Gimel that maleches dover ovud is permissible. That means that malacha, where if you don't do it, you're going to end up losing out. It is mutter on Tisha B'Av. It's only malacha that is not dover ovud. Milking the cows is considered davar avod, so why do you need a non-Jew? The Gra therefore argues, the Gra sheet is that milking cows is permissible on Yedei Yisrael because it's considered davar avod. Which brings us to Sifchav Gimel. Umaleches davar avod mutter, Kederach Shomer B'cholo Shalmoi. The same way that Chol HaMoed, where there is an Isser Malacha, they permitted it for Dover Avud, so too, there's no Isser of Dover Avud on Tisha B'Av itself, even for those who have the minig of not doing Malacha. So the Mishnah Berurah mentions, what if there's if the market day comes out on Tisha B'Av, there's a Yerid. So he says there that you can buy things, but only by way of a Jew. And the only problem is that if that's the case, then what do you need if you're doing it by way of a non-Jew? What do you need davar avud? We said all malach was permissible by way of a non-Jew. What it seems to mean is don't rely on the heter of davar avud for the market because that gives too much joy. But you can be makel by way of a non-Jew. Sif chav dalid. Someone does malacha on Tisha B'Av. This is even in a place that malacha is normally done, or say for the minag Ashkenaz after Chatzos. Nevertheless, because he's Messiah Das from the Avelis, he will not be zocha to see Simon Bracha from the money that he earned. Finally, Sif Chavhei. Anyone that eats and drinks from Tisha B'Av will not have the schus of seeing the joy of Yerushalayim. Whoever is misabel, whoever mourns for Yerushalayim, is going to be zocha and see the simcha of Yerushalayim. If someone breaks the Yisur Drabanan of eating meat or drinking wine in the actual Sudam Afsekes, all of akosra oma vahyu avanosam alatzmosam. So Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if someone must eat on Tisha B'Av, as in the case of a pregnant woman who is not well, so still you should go out of your way and try to fast, or at least not to have meat and wine, and not to indulge. The reason being that the Beis HaMikdash, the Chur Beis HaMikdash, is something that we should be mitzvah on at least once a year, at least the one day of Tisha B'Av.